Do you know a Penn State student who stood up for what's right? Each year since 2008, the Rock Ethics Institute has recognized Penn State undergraduate students who have demonstrated courage, fortitude, and ethical leadership by taking a stand for a person, a cause, or a belief. WPSU intern Julianne Tarullo met with this year's Stand Up Award honorees to discuss their work from mobilizing poverty relief efforts in Haiti to combating sexual violence at Penn State.
Congratulations, Parker, on your award.
Yeah, congrats, everybody.
So you spoke somewhere on campus, right?
Yeah, I spoke at
Carolyn McDonald, Parker Wernz, and Melissa McCleary meet up in the Nittany Lion Inn, where they will be named the 2015 Stand Up Award honorees later today. Dr. Michael Burrows, the acting associate director of the Rock Ethics Institute, says the three have been selected for their selfless work on campus and beyond.
Really, what stands out, and they're each unique individuals, but there's just the ethical quality of their actions. The fact that they're not satisfied just going through the college experience in terms of doing what they need to do for themselves to succeed. They're also very focused on others in a variety of ways.
Carolyn McDonald is a community, environment, and development major and has traveled to Haiti 10 times, where she focused her efforts on education programming and teaching English at orphanages.
So on campus, I started Agripreneurs of Haiti with a group of Penn State students. I've also recruited community members from my church, from campus organizations to go to Haiti and volunteer with poverty resolutions and different organizations in Haiti.
In a few weeks, McDonald will be moving to Haiti, where she plans to work full-time with a non-governmental organization. Fellow awardee Parker Wernz is the Student Concerns Chair of the President's Commission on LGBT Equality. Wernz is a transgender man who recently started his transition and advocates for LGBT representation and outreach. After graduation, Wernz plans to continue his efforts at other campuses.
I'm moving down to Atlanta, Georgia after graduation, and I'm hopefully going to be working in a university down there. I think Southern universities can sometimes have a while to go for LGBT politics, so I'd like to continue my efforts down there.
Melissa McCleary is the chair of the University Park Undergraduate Association's Sexual Violence Roundtable and a member of the university's Sexual Assault Task Force. She's being honored for her work to end sexual violence at Penn State and for her support for sexual assault survivors. She hopes to continue this type of work after graduation.
I'm applying to jobs at think tanks and public policy firms that are focused on researching issues like this. But ultimately, I'm interested in going into government.
All three students are excited that their efforts have been recognized by the Rock Ethics Institute. But Wern says winning this award also recognizes the importance of addressing the needs of underserved LGBT communities.
It really means a lot because I think that recognizing people in the LGBTQ community shows that Penn State thinks that our efforts are important and also that those students should be valued.
About 15 to 20 students are nominated for the Stand Up Award each year. Nominators submit confidential letters about what the students have accomplished and about the ethical issues their actions address. The nominations are then reviewed by the 4-member Rock Ethics Institute Award Committee. Each winner is awarded a $1,000 honorarium, which Burroughs hopes will help them to build upon their efforts.
Really supporting the work that these awardees are doing and getting the word out such that, you know, other connections could develop and they could possibly grow the work in really interesting ways and more influential ways. So both recognition, but then also doing what we can to support their work and help build and develop it. Those are two kind of really, you know, primary goals that come out of the awards.
The Stand Up Award winners will be announced officially this afternoon at the Nittany Lion Inn on the University Park campus of Penn State. I'm WPSU intern Julianne Tarullo.